In today's show, top crypto analyst says Bitcoin is in the calm before the storm and predicts a big breakout through long-term resistance. And quoting Max Keiser, look into tomorrow when the global collapse of the banks and fiat money continues and Bitcoin rockets to $45,000. And this just in, the USC FTC sues the Binance CEO and Bitcoin plunges immediately by $1,400. Also more breaking news, Michael Saylor's MicroStrategy repays their Silvergate loan and buys an additional 6,500 BTC. So MicroStrategy has increased its total Bitcoin holdings to 138,955 BTC, purchased for $4.1 billion at an average price of $29,817 per coin. Also in today's show, U.S. government remains the top Bitcoin holder with the seized stash valued at $5.6 billion. We'll also be discussing more breaking news. First Citizens Bank snaps up Silicon Valley Bank and the branches open today. We'll also be discussing analyst predicts that the gold prices might exceed $8,000 in the next decade as central banks lose confidence in foreign currency. I'll be breaking down how this is likely to affect the Bitcoin price action. We'll also be discussing billionaire Tim Draper says Bitcoin is a hedge against potential domino bank run crisis. That's right. The billionaire venture capitalist says the Bitcoin could be the tool for businesses to hedge against any potential banking crisis. We'll also be breaking down his $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction, which he says he believes is going to happen with near 100% certainty. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone for tuning in. This is podcast episode number 1233. I am your host, JV, and today is March 27th, 2023. Checking out the markets. They just started correcting off of the news of the CFTC going after Binance. We now have Bitcoin down 3% for the day, trading under 27,000, and all the major alts also correcting, including Ethereum down almost 3%, trading under $1,700, BNB down 3%, trading at $310, and the only one in the green is ultimately XRP. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, as you can see here, the market cap just lost many billions as a result of the CFTC going after Binance as well, and we have $38 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The market cap still sitting above $1.1 trillion, with the Bitcoin dominant back on the decline at 46.1% and the Ether dominance at 18.6%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, there's not many, only a handful, with XRP leading the pack up 2.5%, trading just under 46 cents, followed by Toncoin up 1%, trading at $2.13, followed by OKB up 1%, trading above $42. And below that, we have stablecoins because the majority of the top 100 are correcting and in the red. And checking out the top 100 gainers for the past week, virtually nothing except XRP and OKB with very minuscule gains of 1 to 2%. And as you can see, just massive losses for the overall altcoin market. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, today we're rated a 64 in greed, yesterday a 64, last week a 66, and last month a 52, which is neutral. So there you have it. And welcome to everyone just tuning in. Now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis. A closely followed crypto analyst says that major technical signals are pointing towards a big breakout for the king crypto. Synonymous analyst Rec Capital tells his 340,000 Twitter followers the Bitcoin's monthly candle has broken through major resistance. And according to Rec, Bitcoin's recent breakout looks similar to the other moves in the past that historically preceded the longer term rallies. Quoting him here, notice how Bitcoin macro downtrend breakout candles have historically had upside wicks, which you can see here in the yellow circles. This current monthly breakout candle looks no different. So the popular analyst is ultimately saying that the current monthly candle suggests that Bitcoin is in a position to confirm a new bull market by the end of March, which is what, 4 more days around the corner. Rec also says that based on Bitcoin's current market structure, it is likely the calm before the storm for the king crypto. Quoting him again, this coming Saturday, the Bitcoin monthly candle will have closed above the macro downtrend to confirm for a new bull market. Only a few days left and Bitcoin is still well and clear to perform a bullish breakout of the macro downtrend and monthly close above key resistance. Short term, some dipping in price could occur, but mid to long term, Bitcoin is setting up for a new macro uptrend. And also, according to Rec, a Bitcoin is forming an inverse head and shoulders, a price pattern that traditionally suggests a slow trend reversal to the upside. As he shares here alongside this chart, Bitcoin inverse head and shoulders played out exceptionally well. Bitcoin rallied 40% since perfectly tagging 20,000 to form the right shoulder. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. Max Kaiser tweeted yesterday, looking to tomorrow when global collapse of banks and fiat money continues, Bitcoin rockets to $45,000. Send it. Let's freaking go. And this breaking news just came in literally right before I went live. So I'm going to read it for you right here. The United States Commodity and Futures Trading Commission, better known as the CFTC, is suing the CEO of the world's largest exchange, Binance, CZ. And as a result, the Bitcoin price lost over 1,400 in minutes. According to the CNBC report, CZ, who is the CEO of Binance, is being sued by the CFTC for allegedly violating trading regulations. The court filing stipulates that the exchange has taken a calculated approach to solicit U.S. customers in violation of federal regulations. CZ and his former compliance officer, Samuel Lim, have allegedly actively cultivated lucrative and commercially important VIP customers, including institutional customers located in the U.S. As a result, the Bitcoin price plunged by more than $1,400 before recovering slightly to where it trades at the time of this recording. So yeah, nothing new under the sun. It looks like the crypto shakedown continues. And now for more breaking news, MicroStrategy just bought the dip. You gotta love it. MicroStrategy, the business intelligence firm and major Bitcoin investor, is acquiring more Bitcoin amid the recent crypto market recovery. MicroStrategy's co-founder and former CEO Michael Saylor took to Twitter on March 27th to announce that the firm has repaid its $205 million loan to Silvergate, and citing a Form 8K filing with the U.S. SEC, Saylor stressed that MicroStrategy repaid the Silvergate loan at a 22% discount. Way to go, Michael Saylor. The company has also acquired a significant stash of Bitcoin, purchasing 6,455 Bitcoin for $150 million at an average price of $23,238 per coin as of March 23rd. The former CEO said, with the purchase, MicroStrategy has increased its total Bitcoin holdings to 138,955 BTC and bought for $4.1 billion at an average price of $29,817 per coin. Not too shabby. Now, I think they're going to continue, obviously, to keep purchasing Bitcoin to bring that dollar cost average dollar value lower. And at this time, that's roughly like $2,000 off the current price. So when Bitcoin rises back to 30,000, reaching a new high for this year, guess what? Michael Saylor's MicroStrategy will be in profit. And you could do the math. When Bitcoin recaptures the all-time high at 69,000, it'll be worth well over $8 billion, doubling the current value of their Bitcoin holdings. How many of you have taken advantage of this dip as Michael Saylor just did? Let me know in the comments right down below, which leads us to our next story of the day. Do you know the U.S. government is the biggest hodler of Bitcoin? That's right. Check this out. The U.S. government currently holds 205,515 Bitcoins, valued at $5.66 billion based on today's exchange rate. The Bitcoin was confiscated in three cases, including Silk Road Bitcoin seizure in November of 2020 and the 2022 Bitfinex hack confiscation, and the seizure of Bitcoins from James Zhang last year. Of a total of 69,369 Bitcoin was seized from individual X. 94,643 Bitcoin was taken from Ilya Liechtenstein and his wife Heather Morgan, and 51,326 Bitcoin was seized from Zhang in November of 2022. And according to a report from Glassnode on March 9th of 2023, some of these Bitcoin have moved, reducing the total from 215,338 to 205,515 BTC. Approximately 40,000 Bitcoins from wallets associated with U.S. government law enforcement seizures are on the move, according to Glassnode. The majority of these appear to be internal transfers thus far. However, around 9,800 Bitcoin seized from the Silk Road hacker have been sent to our Coinbase cluster, as outlined right here. Now, the current estimate of 205,515 Bitcoins comes from Dune Analytics' set of metrics created by 21 Shares, an exchange-traded product provider. The data shows the U.S. government's addresses and transaction history, and of the current seized cache of Bitcoin, 44% came from the Bitfinex forfeiture, 32.2% from Individual X, 23.8% from Zhang's seizure, and additionally, the U.S. government may possess more Bitcoin than it has tallied up in 21 Shares data set. The summary notes that 205,515 Bitcoin is a lower bound estimation based solely on the publicly available information. Now, the U.S. government seized 205,515 515 bitcoins constitutes a considerable stash compared to that of other large hodlers, although smaller than Grayscale's cache of 643,572 bitcoin, it surpasses MicroStrategy's stash, which I just covered with you previously. And furthermore, compared to the whales in the Bitcoin rich list of addresses, it would be the second largest if consolidated, falling behind Binance's Bitcoin cold wallet, which holds 248,597 Bitcoin at the time of this recording. Now, the federal government's Bitcoin stash is also larger than the roughly 140,000 Bitcoin in the Mt. Gox cache. This isn't the first time the U.S. government has been the top hodler. The FBI was the second largest Bitcoin hodler after seizing the original Silk Road marketplace. However, the government's stash at the time was depleted after the U.S. Marshals held Bitcoin auction to sell the crypto assets in 2014. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, it was Tim Draper who purchased those crypto assets. Now, I bet you in hindsight, the government wishes they hodled those Bitcoin as it would be worth a significant larger amount of money. But with that being shared, now let's discuss the latest, what's happening with Silicon Valley Bank and the takeover, which is quite interesting as well. This was just announced this morning. North Carolina-based First Citizens Bank is set to acquire all deposits and loans of Silicon Valley Bank, according to a statement from the FDIC, who insures your funds at the bank. However, they're obviously becoming insolvent slowly but surely, or should I say pretty fast. Under the March 26 purchase and assumption agreement, 17 former branches of SVB will open up as First Citizens Bank and Trust Company on Monday today, March 27th, and all the Silicon Valley Bank depositors will automatically become depositors of First Citizens Bank. Quoting them here, today's transaction included the purchase of about $72 billion of Silicon Valley Bridge Bank National Association's assets at a discount of $16.5 billion, according to the FDIC, as they announced right here, and approximately $90 billion in securities and other assets will remain in the receivership for disposition by the FDIC. And in addition, the FDIC received equity appreciation rights in First Citizen Bank Shares, Inc., the common stock with a potential value of up to $500 million. The North Carolina-based bank is the 30th largest commercial bank in the U.S. with $167 billion in total assets and $119 billion in deposits as of March 10th. Now, SVB collapsed on March 10th after rumors of a severe liquidity crisis at the bank prompted a bank run. The FDIC was then appointed as the receiver of the failed bank and attempted to auction off the fallen bank. The process included two separate auctions for SVB's assets, one of which is traditional deposits unit and the other is for its private bank, which was housed within its retail operations and catered to high net worth individuals. Several firms were understood to have either been planning or had submitted bids for the collapsed U.S. bank. First Citizens was reported by Bloomberg to have been planning an SVB bid as early as March 18th. Then 3 days later, it reportedly submitted a bid for all of SVB. And at the time, a First Citizens spokesperson declined to comment on market rumors of speculation. And as pointed out here, First Citizen Bank to buy Silicon Valley Bank. First Citizens Bank has 109 billion assets and 89 billion in deposits. Silicon Valley Bank had 209 billion in assets and 175 billion in deposits. A bank half the size as buying Silicon Valley Bank happens only in a crisis. He makes a great point. Another regional bank, Valley National Bank Corp, is also understood to have been submitted a bid for the collapsed bank. And meanwhile, Reuters reported on March 24th that a third U.S. regional bank, Citizens Financial Group, has been preparing to submit an offer for SVB's private banking arm. So there you have it, as the bank runs continue. And obviously, there is a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt to leave any cash in the bank. So I remind you, only keep in the bank what you can afford to lose. You know what I mean? And I mean that sincerely. And with that being shared, now let's discuss the gold price of an ounce going to 8,000. Right now it's roughly at 2,000, so 4x for the gold price and how this would likely affect the Bitcoin price. And then we'll dive into Tim Draper's latest updates regarding the bank runs and what Bitcoin could do, along with his $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction, followed by some live Q&A. So here we go. Jan, and I'm not even going to try to attempt to pronounce his last name, a gold market researcher, has predicted that the price of gold might exceed $8,000 during the next decade as central banks shift their reserve performances due to the macroeconomic factors and war. Jan also believes that the current conflict between Ukraine and Russia and the global war against inflation will trigger a change in the composition of reserves. And as a part of his analysis, which considers the historical percentage of gold held by the central banks as a key metric, Jan states the following. central banks in aggregate have an unusual faith in foreign exchange, as gold's percentage of total reserves accounted for 16% in 2022, again a historical average of 59%. These central banks, however, are starting to lose confidence in the currencies issued by their peers, and according to this model, if the central bank stockpiled 51% of their reserves in gold, the price of gold would reach $10,000 per troy ounce. However, Jan clarifies that while central banks will be the ones to spearhead this pivot to gold, private banks and other organizations will also follow the trend. Now, central banks have been stockpiling gold in recent times. In 2022, central banks purchased a record amount of gold, with reserves going up by 1,136 tons, while reserves held in the form of foreign currencies went down by $950 billion. And in quarter three of last year alone, close to 400 tons of gold were purchased by the central banks, according to reports by the World Gold Council. So obviously, they're hoarding gold in very large amounts. And on March 2nd, the World Gold Council reported the demand for gold coming from central banks continued to be strong in 2023, as of 31 tons of the precious mineral were added by central banks in January. I just hope they're not tungsten inside, as we have seen in many stories as well. A big gold vault thinking they're holding pure gold, but inside the gold, it's tungsten. You know what I mean? Counterfeit. Now, Turkey was the country that purchased the most gold, acquiring 23 tons. Other personalities have also alerted about the rise of gold and other scarce assets, such as Bitcoin, including rich dad Robert Kiyosaki. He predicted in February that gold could reach $5,000 by 2025, also signaling the possibility of Bitcoin reaching $500,000 per coin. So there you have it. Could you imagine that? As Kiyosaki's prediction, gold hitting 5,000 or even 10,000 and 4xing from today's value. But Bitcoin, on the other hand, obviously, there's no ceiling to the Bitcoin price because there is no bottom to the fiat floor. So you have to keep that in mind. Now, I personally would love to see a $10,000 gold price, because that tells me the Bitcoin is going to go to the moon. And I like that prediction of $500,000 per coin. But now let's discuss even further the latest from billionaire venture capitalist Tim Draper, as well as his $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction, shall we? Here we go. Billionaire investor Tim Draper says the king crypto could be a tool for businesses to hedge against any potential banking crisis. In a new memo directed to startup founders, Draper says the recent collapse of SVB plus the overregulation of banks by the government means business founders should consider a more diversified strategy of cash management. Quoting him here, since boards and management are responsible for making payroll, even in times of crisis, it's important to build out contingency plans for bank failures that could happen more and more often if governments continue to print money and whipsaw the interest rates to counteract inflation caused by the overprinting of money as the money printer continued to go burp. The venture capitalist says businesses should consider holding at least two payrolls worth of Bitcoin or other crypto assets in their reserves as part of a diversification strategy. Quoting him here, businesses can no longer rely on one bank or one governing body to manage their cash. We recommend keeping at least 6 months of short-term cash in each of two banks, one local bank and one global bank, and at least two payrolls worth of cash in Bitcoin or in other cryptocurrencies. He also continues, excess cash can be longer term, but easily saleable in emergencies. For the first time in many years, governments are taking over banks, and governments themselves are at risk of becoming insolvent. Bitcoin is a hedge against a domino run on the banks and poor over-controlling governance. Now, I personally agree with him. I think Bitcoin is the ultimate hedge against these continued bank runs, and it doesn't seem to be stopping anytime soon, especially with the government announcing printing trillions upon trillions of more dollars to bail out these corrupt banks. Now, earlier in the month, Tim Draper doubled down and said he was nearly 100% sure that Bitcoin would explode to $250,000 per coin within the next 18 months. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the billionaire venture capitalist. And when do you feel a $250,000 Bitcoin price action is going to become true? As we all know, if you're watching right now, it's inevitable and only a matter of time, as the Bitcoin price will continue to soar as they continue to print fiat and as the bank runs continue and fiat currency ultimately being doomed. But I'd love to know your timeline. Let me know, and I'm going to be reading all of your comments out loud, giving each and every one of you an opportunity to get your comments read. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.